Welcome to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com, a website where I post things throughout the week that I find interesting on the internet. And then at the end of the week, Dexter and I say ho.
Sup.
Talk about it. Dexter being my son, me being his paw. His paw, if we were in the 1800s, I'd be his paw. Hey, Ma. I like Ma. When people say Ma.
And now that we are in the 21st century. Wait, are we in the... yeah, we are.
I always get confused when it gets into that century.
I know, because
thing.
It's like... it's 2000. Why are we in the 21st century, you know?
Is it the 24th? It's not the 24th. Or the 22nd?
I think it's the 21st.
Because I remember know what it is. I don't even understand what it is.
I was like, what? Why is the number one ahead of what we're really at?
And do you know why?
No.
Oh. I was hoping you could shed some light on that.
But now that we are in the 21st, you are my dad.
I am. How would that have changed if we would have been in a different... oh, I see, because I said paw.
Yeah. That's in right. The 19th century, or 20th century, it would be father. And in the 19th century, it would be paw. Such as the thing upon a bear.
Why can't
of the hand.
You could still say paw now if you wanted. It would just be, it would be weird. What if you just all of a sudden started going, hey, paw?
I would be a social outcast.
I doubt it would go that far. People would just go, why
yeah,
do you call him paw?
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
It'd and it's weird. Not pa, it's paw. P-A-W.
Yeah, you have to say it like you're talking about an animal hand.
Right.
Okay. If you say pa, it's like, dude, what are you talking about? I don't know what that is. You
but
say
ma
pa.
Is okay. You don't say ma. Like, your aunt actually sometimes refers to your grandmother as ma. But we have a Wisconsin accent, so it comes out ma.
Hey, ma. No, we have a Wisconsin accent.
Right. I know. That's what did I say?
Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. I see what you were doing there. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah. Back to the, we talk about stuff on the internet. Let's go with the first story. The first one is, the headline reads, everyone has joined Michael Cera in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
You realize we talked for like 5 minutes about nothing?
How does that change from any other day?
True. We do leave like an extra 5 minutes so that we can ramble at each other.
Yeah. We used to leave it for music, but I got sick of
trying
to post music and fit it in under 15 minutes.
There we go.
So anyway, the story we were talking about for Michael Cera, there's a one of the comic book artists that I really like is a guy named Scott Pilgrim. Well, he has a fantastical and teen angsty graphic novel, there you go, that he did, and they're turning it into a movie, and it centers on a slacker who chases after the girl of his dreams, but has to thwart, love that word, thwart, it looks like it's spelled wrong, it looks like a typo, and battling seven of her evil ex-boyfriends, all of whom possess special powers. Now, see... the thing is I would have liked to have seen this animated, but they're doing it as a live action. I would have liked to have seen it that way. I think Michael Cera, I think his stuff, actually he might be...
he's pretty funny.
The dude that does the Gorillaz cartoon characters, if I'm not mistaken. If not, his style is very similar. But you know, the drawings for the guys that supposedly are supposed to be the actual dudes in the Gorillaz. If I'm not mistaken, he's the one that draws them. So Michael Cera will be the dude that's obviously the main character. And then there are a bunch of other people in the story, like, let's see who else they got. Lesser known actors. No, not Tom Cruise.
That's not Tom Cruise?
No, that's not Tom Cruise. That's the dude that played Superman.
Oh, it totally
is.
It
does look like Tom Cruise in Risky Business, though, in the picture. Uh-huh. The rest of the other people, I'm apparently too old to know or give a crap
them,
who
I
they are.
I just don't know their names. Yeah. No, that's totally not just Timberlake. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like him.
Well, anyway, this story was found over on theplaylist.blogspot.com if you want to read more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screen Toaster.
That's right. Our next link is Screen Toaster, which
Toaster's
is at
screen. I like
ScreenToaster.com. And it's a free online screen recorder. So you can create screencast tutorials, blah, blah, blah. What you do is you register, and you can use it anytime, anywhere. It makes screencasts, basically, like if we were doing this right now. Actually, I should have thought of that. Why didn't I? I was going to do that. That's one of the reasons I posted it. I was going to try and use it to record the show while we were doing it so people would see a video of what we're looking at on the screen when we're doing the show. And it would have recorded it, and what you do is... you don't have to download anything. It works on all operating systems, and it just records it and creates it into a video online. pretty neat. So that's over at screentoaster.com.
You ever stretch so hard to make your head hurt?
You mean like stretch your head?
No, you just like stretch for like a minute and it feels really good, and then you get out of it and suddenly your head hurts. You ever get that?
No, I don't.
I do that like once a week.
I've stretched so hard that I'll cramp a muscle.
Mm. How do you cramp from stretching?
Because you're pushing the muscle so much, all of a sudden it's like, oh, that was too far,
oh.
Or for too long, or it gets.
You took
cramped.
It too far.
I'm assuming you're referencing something, but I don't know what it is.
It's an inside joke.
Gotcha.
You wouldn't know. Old people.
Oh, my God. All right, the next story. Breathe new life into your old iPod. Make it an external drive. I actually just used this technique at work this week. So instead of coughing up the extra cash for a USB jump drive or external hard drive, why not breathe new life into your old iPod? This assuming that you went out and got one of the new fancy ones or an iPhone or something, and convert it into I'm like I'm an old prospector all of a sudden. Karn Cernit. Convert it into a disc. Basically, what you do is you connect it to your computer, like you normally do, and restart your iPod before putting it into disk mode, which the hold switch must be off. Sorry, you press and hold the following combination simultaneously for 15 seconds to reset your iPod. So, the scroll and touch wheel iPods you. Select menu and play pause and hold it for 15 seconds and it'll put it into disk mode. Or if you have one of the nanos or the other video ones, you just hold the center button down, menu and select center button, sorry, hold that for 15 seconds and boom, the Apple logo will release, and as soon as you see the Apple logo, release, and then hold down the fast forward and rewind buttons. This will put your iPod in disk mode. Oh, I'm sorry. I spoke too soon when I said that's what it would do.
Ha!
Ha!
Stupid.
If you did not mount it on the computer, restart the computer. Now, basically, it's in disk mode, so you just move stuff over and save it on there as an external disk. And we had to do this with somebody wanted to test video, and they kept having to burn it to... Or this was the idea I came up with. They didn't do it yet. They're bringing it in to work on Monday.
Ah.
And they need to convert like 3 gigs of video to try and test it on television. And they got sick of every time they wanted to test it, they'd have to burn a DVD, take it over, put it on the TV over and over again. This way they could just drag it onto the external drive because it has a video out. You take the video out, plug it into the TV, and Bob's your uncle.
What? Bob's your uncle?
I was just trying to see if you were paying attention. Yeah, that's a phrase. That's a phrase as in like, and there you go. And for some reason, and Bob's your uncle is that phrase.
Well, I mean, I was trying to listen. It was really boring.
Yeah.
Actually, I was like, you drag it off your external drive. And I was like, okay. Whatever.
Actually, Jim's your uncle, but,
Yeah, Jim, Matt, not Joel. Hey, Joel. He's gone.
Yes, he is. All right, the next story. Mr. Tweet, your personal networking assistant.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I hit the microphone again.
You did hit the microphone. Mr. Tweet over at MrTweet.net helps you easily build meaningful relationships by looking through your network and tweets, and will regularly suggest good people and for you to follow and stuff like that. So basically, you just go and befriend Mr. Tweet, and it will send you on Twitter, and you send it a private message, or it will send you a private message, and then go, hey, by looking at the posts that you have, here's some people that you might want to add as friends, because it's they have the same interests. Well, now,
my freaking dog ate my old tech deck. I didn't even know I had one.
I was wondering what you were doing. I was sitting there trying to tell the story, and Dexter's like having a conversation with Spike behind me. I was wondering what was going on. So anyway, that story would have been interesting to you if you actually used Twitter, but you do not.
I don't.
So anyway, that's MrTweet.net.
Whoa. That's freaking awesome.
Yep. Dexter's talking about the picture that I just came upon on the website. It's a picture made entirely out of
like
nails.
Dumbledore.
It's actually Leonardo da Vinci. But over no at the L stack, and L is just the letter L, so it's T-H-E-L-S-T-A-L-K. Oh, L stock. Oof. Said that wrong. .com.
Well, if you were using a Wisconsinite accent, it might be stack.
Oh, my God. They have a piece of art that they did of the head of Leonardo da Vinci that is gigantic on a piece of wood, and all of them are done with nails. They hammered nails with the heads on there at different angles and stuff like that. There's a whole, they show the whole like making of on the site itself if you go there. I just have the end product picture on the website, but it was pretty cool. I was very impressed. I mean, does that look like it's made out of nails to you? I mean, seriously, they just nailed it in. That's what that all is.
Is that all nails?
I like the way too, like they even see how it spread out, like some of them after they were done with the head, they even made it like kind of put a little gradient background behind it. Yeah, you see that, dude, over there?
That must have taken years.
I don't know how long it took. You know, I didn't catch that much. I just looked at the actual how they did it, and I didn't really read on it. I mean, the pictures kind of say it all. So that's the last post for today. What was that?
That's my stutter at why you didn't look it up.
I see. Okay.
I'm like, oh,
So that was our show for today, our weekend roundup show at yourdaily.blogspot.com. We'll be posting more stories throughout the week, and you can just keep checking or listen to what we posted at the end of the week on this show. You want to tell them? God, our dog is going nuts down here. Sorry. You want to tell them how they can subscribe and find us and all that kind of stuff, Dex?
I feel lazy tonight, so I'm going to do what I sometimes do every once in a while.
You mean last week?
No. Did I do that last week?
Yeah, you did it just last week.
If you really want to figure out how to do it, go to the site,
yourdaily.blogspot.com.
You know, I might do that just every time, because I really hate being like, well, you go to the place that says subscribe, you enter it into the place, and then you click subscribe.
That's
true. Contact us, you go to the place where it says how you can contact us.
How about this? Instead of the subscribing, because you can also subscribe to this podcast as well, but like, you're right, that's self-explanatory. How about this? We just do the email and the voicemail.
Okay, you do that.
Okay, well, if you want to, okay.
Email yourdaily@drop.io.
Drop.io, which is drop.io.
That's
where you can send us if you have an interesting post that you found or posted yourself that you want us to look at. Seriously, our dog is tearing this basement apart. What is going on?
Or you can leave us a voicemail by calling 1-646-495-9204, and then once you get there, you enter the code 85092.
We got to think of a catchy way to do that so it's more memorable instead of just saying it. So next time, that'll be your homework.
Yo, 1-6-4-6.
No, like a catchy little jingle. Like, okay, there is this one. There's one commercial that was
1-6-4-6-495-9204. Then enter the code 85092.
Well, no, there was when I was growing up, there was a show, or the Bozo Show was on, and there was a commercial for this place called Empire Rugs.
We got to get Billy Mays.
And they went, no, he's not catchy. If you'll let me finish, I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I still to this day remember the phone number because they had a little jingle just for the phone number. So it was Empire, and it went 588-2300 Empire. So you always remembered the phone number because it was like a song. So we got to think of something catchy like that. Not Billy Mays. Billy Mays just makes you go, ow, why is Billy Mays yelling? You never remember what he's talking about. The only thing I can remember him doing is kabam because he did, or kapow. Yeah, like that. That's what I'm talking about. Something like that. So that's what we'll do next time. Okay, we've digressed too much.
K-A-R-S, cars for kids.
Join us next week at Your Daily, Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com. And
it's been fun,
we'll
guys.
Talk to you then.
Fun, guys. Fungus.